You're about to hear the end of a conversation that Anthony and I have had. Are you ever curious about what we're talking about? Well, you can hear all of those conversations because those conversations in full are delivered to our patrons.
Yep, you head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. You get all that bonus audio. You can also get early episodes and hangouts and secret mail. patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out how.
For me, you know, I just want to take it easy.
You son of a bitch. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Let's talk about poop. We got a poop story sent to us by Perry Gardner.
Thanks, Perry Gardner.
This was sent to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
Hey, I bet anybody could send a story there.
That's how the internet works.
Huh.
But that's not the only place, Anthony.
No?
No, there are other places to send stories, including a subreddit called wehaveconcerns.reddit.com and a Facebook group called wehaveconcerns.facebook.group.com.face.
You still haven't been to the Facebook group, have you?
I don't know anything about Facebook.
Wow.
I've been.
Facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. Wow.
Face. That's how faces work.
I know books. What's the story?
Okay, poop. Let's get to it.
Yeah.
By the way, I called shenanigans on this right away. I was like, this sounds insane, but this is in popular science, or as they call it, poopular science. This is a study that says that all mammals poop in 12 seconds. That is a constant.
I'm a mammal.
I know you are.
I don't think it takes 12 seconds. Sometimes it takes longer.
If you are healthy...
Oh, God.
12 seconds. No, it's not. This is not. Now, let's define our terms, because this is not the entire period it takes for you to visit the bathroom. This is from, they call T minus zero or T equals zero, which is defined as the moment the poop starts emerging from the rectum.
Okay.
So this is turtle's head is showing.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, side note. If you're not aware, we always post the link to the article that we're talking about in our show notes. We don't talk about it a lot because, you know, we kind of summarize what the article is. This is one case where I would highly recommend people read this article. This article was written by Sarah Chodosh, and it's hilarious. It's really well written. It's really fun. So check it out. Anyway, so T equals zero is the moment, turtle head, right? To the moment that that feces is completely out of your rectum. They say is always 12 seconds. And I tell you what, Anthony, I'm going to be counting next time.
I guess.
So this is called, okay.
So if you're a mammal and you're healthy.
Right.
You have no issues.
Right.
From the moment you light that candle.
Right. Yes.
12 seconds.
That's what they say. Always. Unless you have some sort of issue. If you have a diarrhea or a constipation, that will affect it, but that's how you can tell how severe it is because it's how it affects your 12 seconds. And to be clear, they did not study, they only studied mammals that have steady state pooping, which is
not a free upgrade.
No.
And you think it's going to be a free upgrade because that's a massive part of the marketing materials.
Oh, sure. You want that steady state.
You got to have steady state pooping.
You don't want variable state pooping.
Dude, if you get variable state pooping, the problem with variable state pooping.
Yeah.
And these old craftsman houses, okay, yeah. Is like things are constantly falling apart.
Oh, it's the worst.
You don't. And then when they do fall apart, it's like everything is custom to fix.
Yeah.
Right. If you're pooping variably.
Yeah, it's like you're flushing money down the toilet.
More money than poop.
So the opposite of steady state pooping is what like rabbits do, for example. You know those little pellets.
Yeah.
So that was not.
Are we steady state poopers?
We are steady state poopers, humans.
Okay.
Unless you got an issue. I mean, I'm sure we've all been there with the pellets.
And then rabbits just do pellets.
Rabbits and other animals, you can, like, there are some, like, you know, rats and stuff. Those were not considered in this study. So I guess saying all mammals is a little disingenuous.
Birds?
Bird isn't a mammal.
Oh, no, bird isn't a mammal.
But here's the thing. It's not even really about the poop. So there's a lot of information in this article that is kind of mind-blowing.
Listen to me. People are going to tell you it's about the poop.
You're going to follow the
money.
It's
not about the poop.
It's not.
It's about family.
It's always about family.
It's always about family.
So a lot of people imagine pooping as the same as like squeezing toothpaste from a toothpaste tube, right? That's not how pooping works, right? you're not squeezing something larger out of a tiny hole. You are squeezing something that is perfectly the same size as the tube out. So every piece of feces is the same size as your rectum in that moment.
Huh.
So you, it's just like a direct, they say it's more like a train going through a tunnel. It's the same size.
Okay.
So the mitigating factor in your poop health is not the poop itself. Some people think, oh, I have loose stool. It's not that.
No.
It's mucus. There is mucus that lubricates the poop, that lubricates the function, the bowel movement itself. And whether that mucus is heavy or light determines your success rate.
I hate this.
Why do you hate this?
I just hate this. Listen, I know I'm always saying like, hey, we need to be okay with the fact that we are just meat machines, that we are just animals, that we are just like living organisms. We're sentient meat machines, right?
Right.
And I always say that like, hey, we need to be more in tune with that. We need to be more in touch with that. This is the exception to the rule. This is where I don't want to know about the mucus train inside my rectum.
Why not? You got to get on that mucus train, baby. It's leaving the station.
I'm on the mucus train. I'm on the mucus train every day after I have my coffee.
Well, that's
the
good. Mucus You're train is very happening regular.
One way or another. I just don't need to know. That's the beautiful thing about the design of the toilet, Jeff, is the moment you sit down on the toilet, nothing you're doing is visible. You can, much like a prisoner of war who's being tortured, you can cast your mind elsewhere and not have to worry about what's going on, see what's going on, think about or consider what's going on.
Okay.
I just want to astrally project myself away from where my stupid meat machine body is pooping.
Sure, sure.
I don't want to know about the poop process.
But what if I were to tell you there were a mathematical model of defecation?
Well, now I want to know that.
Yes, now we want to know because
I have to know the math.
The time it takes to poop is the poop's length divided by its velocity.
It's almost the formula for speed.
Bigger animals make bigger poops, but they also exert a greater force upon those poops and have more mucus to help them slide along. And gravity, you would think, has a part in this.
No, I would
gravity
think not.
Does not have any part in this because we're horizontal poopers, even though humans stand vertically. It's not actual gravity that has anything to do with it. Our system is built so that gravity is not a factor. The only time that gravity plays any part is when you have diarrhea.
That's why you can poop at any angle at any time.
That is why you can upside down poop.
If you were in the Matrix, you could poop at any angle in slow-mo. Yeah.
You want to eat the red pill or the blue pill? They're
like
both going to be a brown pill.
And pooping. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that gravity had much to do with it.
No.
But this also is why the squatty potty. I'm thinking about that squatty potty.
Are you thinking about that squatty potty?
This is not hashtag spawn. This is not hashtag ad.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that squatty potty that's supposed to put you in the position where I guess the train tunnel has no bends in it. Right? Because train's moving through the tunnel at a certain speed, and all of a sudden there's a sharp turn.
It's got to slow down.
It's got to slow down, or it's got to crash.
Oh, we don't want that.
You don't want to crash.
You do not want to crash in your mucus tunnel.
Nope. And so that's why I believe in things like the squatty potty.
The squatty potty is for adults?
Yeah.
Okay, A, it has a ridiculously childish name to be made for adults.
We've discussed this before.
But B, you've tried the squatty potty?
Yeah.
This is like...
But here's the thing, you don't need to buy the squatty potty.
You just turn your regular potty into a squatty potty.
You just need to elevate your legs. You need to be
It doesn't need to be called a squatty potty.
You need to be like in a squatty position.
Yeah, you don't have to. He's physically doing it. But Anthony is physically.
But that's why you need a platform like the squatty potty is because you can't do this.
Right. I would never want you to do that ever again.
You have to have something like a stool or something or prop up against the wall.
So you do need a squatty potty.
You need some sort of platform. It doesn't need to be the squatty potty brand. I wouldn't say that.
Does
this mention anything about pooping posture and position? The three piece.
The three piece pooping posture and position. No, it doesn't.
When I went to finishing school, they told me, always remember the three P's. Pooping, posture, position.
And you've
That's
taken
how
that
a young gentleman
life.
Or a young lady makes her way in society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank God for that.
Pooping, posture, position.
That's all you need to know, really.
That's all you need to know.
Not necessarily in that order.
No.
But, you know, three very important things for sure.
So gravity has nothing to do with it. There is a formula to it.
Yeah. And these guys, by the way, these guys who did this study, comprehensive. I mean, they studied the poop and rectums of countless mammals.
I hope that when you get this study off of JSTOR or wherever, I want it to be like a 138-page study.
Oh yeah.
Like I want it to be massive.
To get yourself through a solid 12 seconds on the can. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I read about 12 pages a second.
these guys
so
already
I'd like to be
won.
Done with a little time left over to think about it.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
These guys actually won the 2015 Nobel Prize for their study into urination. So this is their follow-up going for that 2017.
Oh, the sophomore album.
Yeah.
This is great.
You start urine, you got to go poop,
Going for that double gold.
I'm sure the third...
What was their urination study about?
That was the fact that all mammals pee in about 21 seconds.
I do remember this.
21 seconds to pee.
We talked about this because a larger mammal is and the larger its bladder is, the more weight there is right. on the liquid. And so it forces it out with more pressure and more speed.
This goes back to our equation.
Yeah.
Size times or divided by velocity.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Fascinating stuff that comes out of my ass. These researchers literally pulled this information out of their ass.
Well, pushed it.
Okay. Fair enough.
To be scientifically accurate, it was pushed out.
Pushed out of their ass, and they won a Nobel Prize. Well, they haven't won a Nobel Prize.
What do we gain by knowing this? Why did they study this? Why did they want to know this?
Well, it turns out that this peeing, pooping, and the eventual
posture.
the third in the trilogy, I'm sure these guys are going to come out with, is farting.
Mm-hmm.
These are really the clearest indication of the health of a mammal.
Really?
The things that come out of your body. Poop, your pee, your gas.
Interesting.
And they say, you know, one of the reasons that you can understand this is that when you have an appendectomy, the first thing they ask you to do is fart.
God, I wish I had an appendectomy.
Did you know that? I didn't know that. They said the first thing that they ask you to do is fart. Once you can fart comfortably in front of the doctor, then you are legally married to them. No.
Yeah, I don't even fart in front of my wife.
Neither do I. We don't fart.
I would never.
We never fart.
Not on purpose.
Well, yeah, sometimes it just happens.
Like, sometimes it just happens, but no.
But
like
then you play it off.
Some couples,
that's
I know that some
dog.
Couples do.
A lot of couples do. In fact, we
and
were
they're
just
totally
talking
fine
this.
With it.
I had a friend who was like, you guys don't have a real relationship until you fart in front of each other.
Bullshit.
And I said, no.
We have a better relationship.
Exactly. We still
because
have
we respect
magic.
Each other.
There's magic in our lives still.
God. No. No. You know what else we don't, you know what else we don't do? We don't do like one person's brushing their teeth, the other person's peeing.
Oh, God, no.
We don't do that.
No way.
Some people do that.
Can I tell you something?
Or I'm in the shower and she's on the toilet. We don't do that.
Can I tell you something about the house that I just got?
Yeah.
The master bathroom has, what do they call them? Like barn doors? Like saloon doors?
Huh.
It was literally one of the closest reasons. We almost didn't buy the house because of that. But we thought, yeah, we can change it. We haven't changed it. Still on the list of to-dos.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's not like saloon door where it has like a huge gap at the bottom. It goes from top to bottom, but it... There's no
space.
Privacy. Yeah. There's no privacy.
There's space, and I bet a bunch of sound goes through.
Oh,
and
all the sound goes through.
Oh, hate it.
You literally have to say, can you go into the other room? I got to use the saloon.
Now, since we've turned this to questions of etiquette,
mm-hmm.
I do want to go into some of this etiquette a little bit.
Sure.
Number one, you're staying in a hotel. You go downstairs, right? You don't go in the hotel room.
My wife always goes downstairs. She just believes, even when she's staying with other people, anybody. I don't know. I don't like being in the downstairs.
It depends on, because then you have to deal with being in a public bathroom.
Yeah.
It depends on the door style in the hotel bathroom.
Oh, top to bottom, downstairs one is amazing. Dude, some hotels have the top to bottom downstairs one.
Yeah, the sliding. Like a lot of boutique hotels now, like hotels that want to be fancy.
Yeah.
Or they're like, oh, look at our cool modern hotel. Do you watch HGTV? Why don't you jerk off in our hotel? Because you're going to love it. They have these sliding track doors that have gaps in them.
Yeah.
Gaps, Jeff.
I know.
They're not doors.
The other thing I don't like is the hotel room that has the toilet not separated from the sink area. You got to have the toilet in its own doored off thing from the sink area.
Yes. Because you are now in a place where you're sharing confined spaces.
Right.
You are on the same schedule. It's not like one of you is going to work and then the next one goes to work an hour later or anything like that. There is one bathroom.
Yeah.
You are going to the same place. You're on vacation or you're on a business trip.
Yes. You got to cordon it off.
You got to cordon it off.
Yeah.
It has to be cordoned off.
Got to keep that away from the teeth brushing area. Even though at home, I don't have that problem. In the hotel room, it's got to be done.
Got to be done. Oh, because you're also thinking in terms of hygiene.
Hygiene and just general pleasantness.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anywho.
There are a lot of rules around this, guys.
Now you'll be thinking about your mucus and you'll be counting seconds. How many people who are listening to this right now are going to be counting their seconds next time?
Where does the mucus come in that I don't know about?
It comes in the butt.
Does the mucus contribute to like constipation and diarrhea?
Mucus is everything.
It's everything.
Boy, if you didn't get that already, I really have failed in conveying
Well, no, because you said earlier that it had nothing to do with soft stool or hard stool
No, mucus is everything. Mucus is determining factor of whether you're constipated or having diarrhea.
And
about the mucus.
Do they mention anything about mucus health and how to keep your mucus healthy?
That's not in the purview of this article, but I'm sure you could Google some mucus health.
Just Google ass mucus.
And then once you get to that band's
and
website.
Turn safe search off and Google ass mucus and then tweet Jeff the number one image result.
No, please. God, no. No, no, no.
Because his story. He wanted to do this.
No, no, no.
And he's fascinated by it. I want to be separated from it.
Yeah.
I want to be on the astral plane while I'm going to the bathroom.
You got to understand what it's about. You don't have to understand it visually.
Sure.
You really don't.
I don't have to understand how planes work to fly on an airline, Jeff.
You do to be able to poop on one, though. That's the test before you get it. Have you ever gone into an airplane bathroom? They always give you that poop test. Like, if you need to really go, you're like, how does a plane work?
Yeah.
Can you explain thrust?
Explain Bernoulli's principle of lift.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They always do that right before you go in. That's why those little doors are kind of confusing because of the test.
The worst thing about it is I never have a number two pencil on the plane.
Well, it turns into a number two pencil, if you know what I mean.
You're the worst.
I am. Can I tell you the best thing about this story?
Yeah.
This entire study was published in a journal called Soft Matter. Is it a journal all about poop, you think?
Has to be.
Right, what other soft matter is there?
It has to be. Maybe pre-poop too. Like maybe it has stuff to do with digestion.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it has stuff to do with what? Soft matter.
Soft matter.
Soft matter.
I want just one issue of that just to see what else. Soft matter centerfold of the
I wish one? I could subscribe to every weird scientific journal there is. That's all I want.
There are so many of them.
There are so many.
How are there this many of them?
And I just like, I know there are big ones. They're like Cell. Like Cell's sure. A huge one. And all that. I don't want
the
that.
Journal Nature, the Journal Nature, the Journal Science.
Yeah.
All those are big ones.
I just want it.
Soft matter?
I just want soft matter. I want the weird shit. I want like all the weird science periodicals and journals coming to my house every month.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Oh man, that would be so great. And then you would have great poops because you'd just
be
able to
weird
read.
Fringe science.
Just thumbing through soft matter while you're making some. Yeah, but it's all about the mucus, dude. It is all about the mucus. The mucus is everything, and the mucus helps deliver the poop. It softens the poop, or if it's not there, that's why you get those uncomfortable, hard poops.
So we're talking 12 seconds.
We're talking 12 seconds.
I don't know if I buy it,
we're gonna
and
find
I feel
out.
Like I'm pretty healthy, but everybody, here's what we're going to do. Here is what we're going to do. Monitor this week. Monitor for the next couple
just
days.
Send us your seconds. You don't even have to have
send
context.
Yeah, just seconds. I want to know if we average out to 12 seconds. Are we a healthy bunch? Let's find
out. I sure hope so. For all of our sakes, I hope so. But remember, don't start counting. You don't start when you sit down. You don't start when you start feeling some movement. You start when the turtle's head emerges from its shell.
The moment the candle is lit.
That's right.
So here's what you do. Monitor. Go to the Facebook group this week.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make a pinned post.
Oh.
And it'll just say...
What's your seconds?
It'll say, time, gentlemen, please. That's all it'll say.
I love it.
And then you just leave it underneath.
Yeah. And we will...
We'll average them out.
You be honest. You guys got to be honest. Don't be messing with our data.
Please be honest. If you can't be honest about this, what can you be honest
about? That's true. That's a good question.
Butt mucus. Just had to say it one more time before we signed off.
Yeah.
Butt mucus is the key to everything, guys. If we taught you one thing, I hope we taught you that. I hope you were listening during your lunch break. I hope you were listening, as you were cooking dinner.
Oh, by the way, retroactively, this one is going to have a lot of uncomfortable topics.
Oh, yeah. Like, so this beware. One's a little gross. So, yeah. Like, don't listen to this one if you're
kids,
a little squeamish
ask your parents
about bodily
shut
functions.
This one off.
Yeah, definitely don't listen to this one. Okay, we'll see you next time.